Baruch Lurie, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Should we? Because it's been so long since he's been in studio.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
But I can see what he's been doing.
Pesach, yes.
He's been growing his moustache.
He's been growing his moustache, yeah. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication,
right,
and focus.
Yeah, you can't do everything at the same time.
Exactly,
Baruch Lurie, how
yes.
are you?
I'm great, guys. How
What's happening?
Doing?
Yeah, very good. What's happening at the world of in the world of Nussbaums?
World of meat. All is great, thank you. We've got a very cool special this week. It's hamburger patties at 89 rand a kilo. And these are full meat patties, no cereal or soy emulsions or any garbage put inside it. It's the real deal, great recipe. So it's 89 a kilo, and the normal price is 119 a kilo, so it's a great saving.
It really is, yeah.
And it's in store.
So how many patties are in a kilo?
There's four patties in a pack.
Right.
Each patty weighs 125 grams.
Right.
So that means there are eight patties in a kilo.
Okay, that makes sense.
And what goes into a patty?
Yes.
Okay, so the various cuts of meat that go into a patty. Number one is shin. Number two is chuck. Number three is short rib. And number four is brisket fat. That gives it the flavor.
I feel like I'm not good on biology, but where on my body would I find chuck?
You would find chuck, I would say, probably by your chest, coming from your neck down to your chest is where you'd find chuck.
Okay. I think I recently lost some of my chuck.
You lost a lot of your chuck.
A lot of chuck.
You've got no more chuck left, huh?
There's a lot of flavor in chuck because it comes from the neck. That's where the blood and the flavor is.
Interesting. And so if people are banting, these patties are a good way to go.
Yeah, they're great. You have two patties, you don't have a bun, and you have salad or whatever, and it's perfect, yeah.
So Baruch, I want to create the perfect gourmet patty. What can I put in that will create interesting bits? Okay. I've been thinking.
You want to make your pate yourself?
I want to make it myself. Oh.
Do you want to mince it yourself?
That's too much work. I want to buy the meat from you.
Right.
But I want to add in extra bits that would make it remarkable. Like, I was thinking maybe pepper juice.
Okay, so what makes a burger remarkable is the cuts of meat that you use and the way that you cook it, and not the spices or the sauces, etc. Now, pepper juice I think is very cool to throw in on top of your burger once you're done.
But not inside the meat.
No, I wouldn't do that because then you're going to kill the flavor of the meat. You might as well be using cheap meat, and the pepper juice is going to take
over
anyway.
So you're saying sometimes these things are really, you use these strong flavors just to kill the taste.
Correct.
Because it isn't good quality. If you're using a good quality meat, then do what you can to bring out the flavor
Absolutely.
Of the meat.
So you use steak or brine cuts, which is more expensive, but it gives that real meaty flavor. So
caramelized onions I shouldn't be putting into the meat mix.
Not into the meat, no. So the meat, salt and pepper, that's it. Nothing more. Not garlic salt, not onion salt, none of that.
So if I don't want to kind of do my own mincing, but I want burger meat, can
right.
I come
so,
get that
yes,
from
so,
you?
So we can do you a burger mix, sure.
It's not bolognese mince meat.
No, definitely not. And it's not fine mince either. It's coarse. There has to be air inside the bite.
And
so
how do you bind
bite.
It?
You don't bind it with flour. You don't bind it with breadcrumbs. You don't bind it with egg.
You just bind it with
meat. And the fat actually helps to bind it as well.
So is that kind of a standard item on the shelf, or do I need to
for
go to one of the ladies and ask?
For the product
them?
That you are looking for, we need to create for you, which won't take long, but it's not something that you'd buy off the shelf, no.
Or can I buy the ready-made pâtés and just deconstruct them and reconstruct?
No, I wouldn't do that because it's a finer texture of mince. There's spice inside it, et cetera, et cetera.
Are the pâtés that you sell, are they produced under pressure? Is that what it is?
They're packed under pressure.
Packed under pressure,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
Interesting.
They go into a shaper and they get that. That's how you get that shape. But the trick for a burger, once you have that mixture ready, is to have a hot cast iron frying pan. And once it's boiling hot, you actually char it. You get this
so that sears
crispy,
it. I mean, that seals it.
Right. It seals it and,
caramelizes the meat
yes.
on the outside.
So you want the outside to be crunchy and the inside's got to be soft and.
Okay. Now I'm asking a lot of questions because my wife's been away for a week.
Sure.
And I'm responsible for dinners. If I want to, I'm going to do this tonight, these patties. That's definitely the way to go. I want to do, onions as well.
Yes.
Saute your onions or do your onions in the same pan as the meat, so it gives it a bit of that flavor
yes.
as well.
Exactly that. And the
and you just chop them, put them in.
You chop them, slice them, and you just want to sweat them for as long as possible. Don't have the temperature so high that you get crispy bits of onion.
Right.
It's got to be a soft, the onions have to turn sweet. And the way that they turn sweet is by cooking them a little bit slower on a lower temperature. And that's how you get the true flavor.
Yeah, I made that mistake with my chicken breasts last night. I went in too high.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
So they were delicious, except that I suddenly found that the outside was starting to get a little bit too dry, but exactly. The inside wasn't exactly. Cooked. Hmm. Shows you,
there
eh?
There you go.
All right, so there's your special for this week.
There's a special for this week, and because you guys have been complaining for at least since last winter, when
yes.
I was bringing you treats and I
yes.
went on a sabbatical,
yes.
I've bought for you guys some delicious Nispoems craft biltong.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Was sliced by a professional a couple of minutes ago, and I hope you enjoy it.
We certainly
What
will.
Is craft about?
Yes.
Well, there's mass production, and then there is craft. And craft is handmade, no machines. The spices are not from a spice pack, but they're from someone's hand, and your hand
Jesus
is measuring
it looks
everything.
Unbelievable.
Look, can I smell it?
So hold on. See, if we're going to, I mean, we've got these as gifts, which is unbelievable. But if somebody wants to come in to buy them, what do they look for there?
So we've got a craft biltong machine inside Nispoems Glen Hazel, and when you go in, ask for the craft.
Wow. All right.
I have a question. Howard Feldman.
Mm.
Did you not receive a biltong making machine from Baruch for your birthday?
Yes, but I've got a big disclaimer on that.
Is it still in the box?
Excuse me, I need to explain. We're busy renovating, so we're not living at home. And I've apparently been forbidden from making biltong in this house.
Home is where the biltong machine
well,
is.
That's what I said. You know what? I can't. It's actually a very painful conversation for me to have because this biltong maker is sitting there waiting. Are these patties burger and brew patties?
They are not burger and brew patties, no.
No. Howard, you've got chicken breasts. Thank you. I don't know what that's.